What about a kind of skinless growth on or around the wound that has to be burned out? If the wound isn't healing properly, you might say, well, a white granular substance might form around the edge, might have to be cut out or burned out. It's some kind of flesh.
Crab flesh, I think.
You've heard of it?
Yes, I have heard of it.
If you get a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Methylate.
Or one that stings?
Alcohol.
Okay, another red one. Methylate, I think it's supposed to
be. Mercurochrome.
Okay, still another one.
Iodine.
Okay, you use both?
It's been a long time since I've had that. Just reason I can think of it all, Randy.
And something that was given as a tonic for malaria.
Sulfur.
Okay.
I believe it's what we always had to take for that.
This is a kind of water that people drink, pills you might take for fever, or white powder and capsules that they used to take for a cold. Think of that. What about Q-U-I-N-I?
Quinine.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I close
it. Yes, you may. Well, I just think if I got up and did it.
Thank you. And if a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that, well,
He died.
Okay, any ways of saying that you might use to the family, maybe trying to avoid
He passed on. He went to meet his father.
Okay.
And went to heaven.
Okay, what about any crude terms or joking terms of saying somebody died?
He kicked the bucket.
What about if you hear that someone died and you knew there maybe been an illness or something, you might say, well, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what he died from.
Okay. And the place where people are buried is the
cemetery or the graveyard.
And what's the difference, the distinction between cemetery and graveyard, maybe? The size?
Well, I don't know. You usually think of the graveyard. In my way of thinking, maybe is a little smaller one that maybe a family started, you know.
Okay.
And in a cemetery, you think of it as a larger place that maybe was.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in
is a casket.
And if he was a very important man, everybody turned out for his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
And if someone meets you on the street and says, well, how are you feeling today? If you're feeling just about average, you might say, oh, I'm
feeling pretty good.
And if somebody's troubled about something and you want to try to reassure them, you might say, oh, it will come out all right. Don't
worry. It will be all right.
And a disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis.
And another one?
Gout.
And another one still that old people have.
Rheumatism.
Okay.
They all kind of kin together,
right.
Kin to each other, I think.
Right, I think so. And a very severe sore throat, with blisters on the side of the throat. People used to have it and they choked to death. You don't hear of it so much anymore.
Strep throat. That's not what you think
about,
because you have that now.
Right, you still have
diphtheria.
What?
Diphtheria.
Yes. Okay, a disease that makes you turn yellow.
Is yellow jaundice.
Vaginas. And if you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if he ate something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you say, well, he had to
throw up or vomit.
Okay.
Now they say upchucks.
Okay. And which one of those words is the more refined, would you say? Or is there any difference?
I don't know. To me, vomit was always kind of, it all kind of turns you that way yourself.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a pretty ugly one. You can maybe throw up babies a little bit better.
It would sound a little bit better, but the upchuck is even a little bit better sounding than any, either of the other two.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you say, well, he was sick?
On his stomach.
Sick how?
Sick on his stomach, or off his stomach.
Okay. And if...